You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yeah, heating up, and I got the call from my wife yesterday. Air conditioning out.
Oh, okay. Well, darn it.
It's like out. It's too bad I don't have plumb line near me.
Oh.
Call them right away. Yesterday, when I got done here at the radio station, I jumped in my little review car, and I decided to really test it out. So I jumped on the highway, and I went down to Colorado Springs, enjoyed a good time down there, spent like, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours, ended up eating dinner at, you ever been to the, I've told you about this place before, at the Rabbit Hole.
Oh, yeah, you go down the little stairs down there, they got good carrot cake.
Yeah,
it's dark and mysterious.
I did not have the carrot cake. I did have the, what did I have? The braised short rib.
Wow, you classy. You're bougie. What'd that set you back?
$32.
Yeah, you're bougie, man.
Hey, but I was dining by myself. You know, I wasn't paying for like a whole table of four or anything like that.
A roller, party of one.
And old fashioned, by the
way. Wow, that's a $60 meal that you just had.
Well,
yeah.
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 With tip, yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway, but it was really good. And then the drive back, I've discovered that all that work they did on I-25, you know, over the years, Castle Rock and Colorado Springs, I don't see personally that it did a whole lot of good. I mean, there's an express lane or whatever, but still, I hate that drive. I think that's one of the most treacherous drives in Colorado, is that stretch from Castle Rock to Monument.
Yes, it's very stressful.
I don't like that drive. I'm an idiot. I should have taken Highway 83 down because I like that drive. It's only two lanes, but it's pretty and it's not as nuts as the traffic zooming up and down 25. No wonder people are killed on that stretch of road.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
God. Anyway, so that was a good day yesterday. I really enjoyed the hell out of that. What do you got going on in your world? I want to know about this camp.
I will tell you about that, but first things first, what the hell are you doing there, Foothills Park and Recreation District, to your pool? I was toting the kids around yesterday, dad on duty, and one of my duties yesterday was to take them to the pool. And would you believe for the second time this summer, we rolled in. This time it was an indoor pool, and the school bus was out front again with all the camp kids. So we wandered in, and there was like 900 kids in this pool. And because of that, I don't know if they throw more chlorine tablets or something in the water. I'm just now getting my smell back.
Right.
The smell of chlorine burned the inside of my nose yesterday. I could taste it in the back of my throat. I couldn't taste my dinner last night. It's still in my sinuses. So I don't know if it's one of those things where they're just dumping more stuff into the water because all these goofy kids are rolling in and they're all filthy.
That would make sense. I'll bet they do.
I feel for the lifeguards because, I mean, just my 2 hours there kind of ruined my evening. I was a little lightheaded and everything. I was like, man, those lifeguards have got to be just
wonder if they put
walking
some
on
sort
clouds
of,
when they leave.
What if they do that thing where they rub like Vicks under their nose or something?
I don't know. Or put the nose plugs in and breathe through their mouth. But man, Foothills.
You know, the hotel where I'm staying is a great hotel, but I take the back exit out to come to the radio station. So I go out the back door of the hotel. And it goes right past the pool.
Yeah.
And it's like you're talking about. You get within even 10 feet of the door that goes to
it
the pool.
It hits you, right?
Yeah. And it's just like, wow. Yeah.
Even today, I can still smell the pool. So anyway, at least it's clean. At least it's definitely clean. Second thing going on. There was a 2-3 hour camp last night that Nick Nack has signed our daughter up for. And she said, I will handle everything because it is cheer camp. Cheerleading camp, and she's in the very infancy now of starting that journey. And Nicole came home after it was all said and done last night, and she's like, we are in for it. I was like, we? I'm in for it. She's like, it's a different lifestyle. We've got now cheerleaders, like the leaders of the camp. We've got cheer moms. There's going to be fundraising goals. There's a whole list of activities and events that we have to go to now, including one of which is building a float for a homecoming parade. And they had to get sized for their uniforms last night. They even offered these young girls, young as nine, my daughter's nine, Spanx that they could wear under their outfits. It's a whole new world.
I'm trying to think of how much I can say here because.
Oh, I'm going to say it all. She's like, well, she basically said that I'm not allowed at some of the events because I'll be spouting off.
Yeah. So here's what I know about that world. And that's a good way to put it.
It's that world.
I've got a good friend who's a lady friend has a daughter about little, it was a little older than Lila. And she'd been in cheer for years. The mom was obsessed with it.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't stop talking about it. Was talking about all the traveling they've got to do all over the country.
Oh, boy.
Checking in, showing photos, doing everything. It is a lifestyle.
It is.
That
it'll
people
consume you.
Adopt. Yeah, and that's the right word for it. And,
yeah.
And bless her heart. I mean, the daughter's wonderful.
Bless her heart.
You know, all of that. But you could tell in just the first few minutes that you have stepped into, I'm not going to say a cult, because that has a ring of, you know, something creepy to it. It's just it's like a silo of people who live, eat, breathe.
Yeah.
Cheer.
Yeah. And routines. And she said just the look of some of the ladies there were not really our style. And in regards to, you know, like they could clean the inside of a fish tank that their lips are so big. And so it's just going to be a lot to get used to, Dom. And the one concern for me is my daughter is very petite. And I guess Nicole was in cheer growing up. So she's a little concerned, too, because she says my daughter's probably going to be a, whatever they call them, like a tosser. They throw them in the air, a cheer angel. A flyer, cloud chaser.
I don't know. Want to call him a flyer. Tosser. I think that's a tosser? British term that you don't want to use.
No, it's a flyer. I think it's a flyer. So she's probably going to be one of the flyers where they throw her way up in the air and catch her. And that is slightly concerning to me because all I think of is like head injuries.
Lisa, in all caps, wrote in and said, get out now, Jeremy. I was a Palms mom.
Oh,
easily $5,000 a year, too.
Yeah, Like I said, this is just the beginning stages. This is baby steps. We're checking it out. Just kind of hoping for a chance, you know, for her to make some new friends and stuff. But a lot of fake energy. So I kind of want to go to a few of these just to experience it and get the feel for it and kind of act the same way they are. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, a lot of that.
Yeah, it's definitely different.
We're so excited.
I mean, it's great for some people. Power to them. Everybody, you know, people are different. It just would not be my thing.
I can't wait to get into it. The more I talk about it, I can't wait for this. I can't wait to make subtle comments under my breath during these events. This is going to be awesome. But yeah, the fundraising and all that crap, I don't want to do all that. And I don't know. Building the float, that might be fine. But the thing is we got to go to all these games now where we don't have kids playing in the games.
But
we just have
the cheer squad is there
that we got to go watch. So I've got to be the supportive dad and go do that stuff. But
Kim from Littleton says, wait until you have to pay for the bows, $20 and $30.
Yeah, they were pushing probably the bows last night, but there was, yeah, little outfits, the skirts, the Spanx, the socks, the shoes.
Well,
like everything.
Sounds to me like Jeremy's going to be endorsing a few more products pretty soon,
right?
I think.